Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
I'm Dave Isay, founder of StoryCorps. This message comes from NPR sponsor Subaru, introducing the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness. Equipped with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, 9.2 inches of ground clearance, and all-terrain tires. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
It's the StoryCorps podcast from NPR. I'm Camila Gashani. This week, we're dropping into your feed on Valentine's Day to share a different kind of love story.
My name is Sophia Lansky. We're in Manhattan, New York.
My name is Neil Kramer. My interview partner is my ex-wife.
Sophia and Neil have been divorced for almost a decade. But back in late 2019, Sophia's roof collapsed. So she reached out to Neil to ask if she could stay with him for a couple of weeks. While she was there, his mother also came to stay. And then COVID hit.
How did you feel to have your ex-wife and mother staying with you in your apartment?
Most of our fights revolved around the lack of space. We only had two bedrooms, so I spent a lot of time in the bathtub just hanging out there.
You said I can have the bedroom and you will be sleeping in the living room.
I thought it was going to be for like a month, not for like 2 years, but we almost became dependent on each other for survival. There have been moments when things were going on in the news, when I would come in there at like 3 a.m. and we just would hug and watch with each other. The number one question my friends had, what's going on with you and Sophia? Are you together? Are you getting remarried? I mean, we're not getting married again, are we, right? I'm not proposing to you at the moment.
No, we're not.
I think we are, in a way, opposites. Some of that became a little problematic in our marriage, but didn't interrupt our friendship.
I actually don't see you as a friend. I totally see you as my family, just not my husband.
And I'm assuming that eventually you're going to feel comfortable moving.
Yes, probably.
And then what happens to this relationship?
We're stuck with each other. I always felt that you will always be somewhere in my orbit. If I win a lottery, I will share the money with you. If you were ever to get sick, I would not abandon you.
I mean, when we go our separate ways, what will you take away from this experience?
It was a lot of bad experiences and a lot of love. It was like life. And I think I'll take away how kind you are. That's what I loved about you in the first place.
I think what was so unique about the last almost 2 years was there was really no one else. It was like, even though we live in New York City, a city of how many millions?
For the last 2 years, New York was a city of population 3 people. And I wouldn't want to go through this experience without you.
That's exes Sophia Lansky and Neil Kramer for StoryCorps in New York City, where they still live together as roommates. The story was produced by Eleanor Vasili and me and edited by Jared Sport. It was mixed by Michelle Lanz and fact-checked by Megan Cattell. Jasmine Morris is our executive editor. Our technical director is Jared Floyd, who also composed our theme song. We'll be back this spring with a brand new season. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Camila Gashani. Catch you then.
This podcast is brought to you by supporters of StoryCorps, an independently funded nonprofit organization, and is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
The Indicator from Planet Money is all in on video games. Not just because they're a fun hobby. Video games are one of the fastest growing businesses worldwide, worth more than the film and music industries combined.
We're seeing some games that are really taking, I mean, $500 million to make.
We're taking a week-long look at the video game industry. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
Every time you drive your car, have a package delivered, or get on a plane, you're polluting the climate. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Nature is powerful. Why don't we use it to our advantage?
Meet the people working on cleaner ways to get around on Here and Now Anytime from NPR and WBUR. Transportation Climate Solutions on Here and Now Anytime, wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator for Planet Money podcast on NPR.